We're here at Seacrest Studios talking with Marta Gibo, the Patient and Family-Centered Care Coordinator at Chalk Children's Hospital. Good morning, Marta. And can you explain a little bit more about your role as the coordinator for our Patient and Family-Centered Care?
My role here is really to serve as a liaison between patients, families, and medical staff to ensure that everybody is involved in the care of the patient.
Today, we're going to talk a little bit more about family-centered care. And one of my first questions is, what are the core principles of a patient and family-centered care?
There's really four core principles, and they're simple, really. It's what you expect to get out of healthcare. It really is the standard, and it's dignity and respect. A great way that Chalk shows that here is that we don't identify our parents as visitors or actually our partners in care. The second is information sharing. It is so incredibly important that the information that we're giving patients and family is actually in a language and style that kind of makes sense for them, right?
Right.
The third is collaboration. I think one of the greatest ways we collaborate with our patients and families is really involving them, whether it's bedside report, shift-to-shift report, real-time sitting down and looking at information is key. And then the fourth is participation. And we have a super-duper cool FAC, our Family Advisory Council. We're asking our patients, our families, what matters most to them. And we involve them in what we're doing here at Chalk.
Excellent. So that kind of leads into the next question, which is what is the role of the family when they're here in regards to the care of the patient?
They are a key stakeholder. I always say it's kind of like that Venn diagram, right? The patient's in the center. When you overlap healthcare and families, that really is in the best interest of the child. It's the safest for the child. As parents, we get to continue to take care of our kids, right? Our outcomes don't end when we leave the hospital. So we have to be involved with what's going on so that our discharge instruction makes sense, so we can continue to care for them at home. And also as parents, we kind of know our kids best, right? Like I always give this example, you know, whenever we give kids medicine, we always like to give them apple juice, and your kids will say, "Why are you giving me apple juice? I want my apple juice to taste like apple juice. We want water." So again, you know, asking them, you know, where they want their IV. You know, my kid will tell you he doesn't care where you put it as long as he can continue to play his Xbox or his Nintendo. So, you know, they are so critical. They're so key. And at Chalk, that's what we strive to do.
Wonderful. Well, what is family? And at Chalk Children's, how is that defined?
We don't define family. We ask the family who is important to you, especially in pediatrics. You know, the dynamics of families are different here. We will have a very young mom and her mother, and that's the primary or the secondary caregiver. We have teens that are here, and their boyfriends and girlfriends are just as important as having their mom and dad. So we don't define family. We let them share with us who's important, who do you need to be here, because we know that that's in the best interest of the patient and the family.
Excellent. So how are patients and families involved at Chalk? I know you talked a little bit briefly about the Family Advisory Council.
Our super duper cool Family Advisory Council. Yes. We have family members that sit on key hospital committees, and I'm talking like ethics. We have family members that sit on patient safety. We have families that are sitting on medical surgical committees. We even have parents that whose children have passed here, and they are part of our bereavement and palliative care committees. So they're really involved with building this new tower. Oh, we were asking them. We said, what are the key things that are important for you when we're building this hospital? We had the kids checking out the menu.
Nice.
We needed to ask them, what do they want to see on the menu? You know, I hear that sushi's coming. I think some of these kids are getting a little more savvy on what they want to see in the menu. So
nice. And how important is the PFCC in creating a great care experience here at Chalk?
You know, it really directly relates to a great care experience. The expectation that our families have is that they're going to come here and get great, great clinical care. It's all the other. It's making sure that they're identified as partners, recognizing what the needs are for the whole family. When you can create that kind of care experience for them, giving them that dignity, respect, collaboration, participation, information sharing, that is what really creates. When you walk into an organization and from your valet to the security guard to your front desk, people saying, "Hi, how are you? Welcome to Chalk Children's." That is that starting point. When you call into the phone and the operator or whoever's scheduling your appointment, you can tell that they're excited to answer your call. There's a difference between "Welcome to Chalk Children's" or "Chalk Children's, can I help you?" That creates a different care experience, and that's what we're doing here, and that's why we are a premier children's hospital.
Wonderful. Well, is there anything else that maybe you want to talk about in regards to family-centered care or anything that you do as a person here at Chalk that would be important for our families to know about?
One of the things we built into our new tower was the Family Resource Center, and that is it's so important. Our families were sharing with us that they wanted a centralized location, one place where they can come and get information. And we built that here. And so having access to medical information, health and wellness information, we have books on nutrition and fitness, coping, is key. We also have computers for them that are attached to printers and copiers and fax machines. Life goes on for families when they're here in the hospital. And so although they can be seen as amenities, these are life things that families need. And we built that here, and it's for them. And I'm very excited about that space.
Yeah, I mean, I walk by it every day, and I see some of the cool things in there. You got iPads. You have activities for some of the kids, whether it be patients, siblings, whoever it is. If it's open, they can come in and color and do bunches of stuff like that.
We have classes in there, and I hear next year we might even have yoga.
Yoga?
You never know.
Excellent. Thank you again for coming in today. Again, this was Marta Gibo, the Patient and Family-Centered Care Coordinator at CHOQ Children's.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.